Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everybody. It's Jack from Cultaholic, and I'm joined by Davey Boy Smith Jr., a.k.a. Harry Smith. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
You told me that you just arrived back in the UK yesterday. How does it feel to be in the country?
Oh, it feels great to be back in the UK. It's been quite a while since before COVID happened that I've been over here to perform in front of the audience. And great to be over here for Progress Wrestling, and hopefully this will mean the start of a great beginning with Progress. So. Glad to be back.
What are some of the key differences? You mentioned they're wrestling in Progress, back in front of the Progress fans. What are some of the key differences you've noticed between UK wrestling fans and perhaps fans in North America?
Well, I mean, the UK fans have got an accent, right?
Well, that's true. Several different ones, depending on where you are.
Well, you know, it's always great being back over in the UK with my family history and my family lineage. And being that it's August, it's, you know, getting near this end of the summer. We're here in London, England, not far from Wembley Stadium, where my father and Bret the Hitman Hart had the legendary SummerSlam 1992 match. And, you know, it's great to be back over here in front of the live UK audience. And I'm glad that they gave me a great reception back.
So. Excellent stuff. I was going to ask you about it a little bit later on, but since you mentioned that legendary match now, what are some of the favorite things? Because everybody loves that match. Everybody says very nice things about it. What's your favorite thing to hear somebody say about that match?
Well, you know, I mean, just all of the overwhelming compliments and great gratitude towards the match. It was definitely two guys that headlined when, you know, it was the era of, you know, it was like a Hogan Warrior or Hogan Andre, but there were two not even smaller competitors, but in those standards were smaller, to headline SummerSlam 1992 and put on a great performance. And it was an excellent match. And my favorite part of the match is just that the reaction of the final finish, the sunset flip reversal and the 1-2-3 and just the explosion from the audience. That was my favorite part of it.
It has to be one of the biggest wrestling reactions ever in the history of wrestling, probably, yes. Now, you're somebody I've always thought of who's wrestled a multitude of different styles, really. You've wrestled in Japan, you've wrestled over here, you've wrestled in the States, you've wrestled tag team matches, singles matches. Mm-hmm. Do you have a preferred style, or do you like to mix it up a little bit?
Well, I prefer singles matches it all kind of depends. Some combinations are great for tag teams, and sometimes it's better to do those in singles. So it all really depends. But when I'm in a singles match where I'm dictating how the match is going to go, and not the ring general of it, but it's usually where I feel most natural.
Fair enough. Also, I wanted to ask if you've got any memories of a particular match you had when ITV relaunched World of Sport briefly?
Yeah.
You had a match, I believe, with Will Ospreay at the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you have any memories of that match? That's such a clash of styles, especially at the time. He was perhaps more of a traditional high flyer.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great match. Will Ospreay is an excellent performer, and I'm glad to see he's doing well. And I think that right now he's one of the best wrestlers going, and he's really learned how to pace himself well out there, and he's developed the... how should I say it? He's definitely developed the art of selling and making his opponent look great. So
you could say he had the style, but he's got the substance.
Yeah. So he's able to really give that believability, like Shawn Michaels or one of those types where they really can make the other guy shine. So he's really coming to his own in that respect. And the match was really, it was a lot of fun. It was great. You know, I can do a lot of acrobatic stuff that I was able to show that night too. And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, we did another tag team match with Will Ospreay and Tanahashi versus Archer and myself from New Japan in front of a red hot Cork and Hall crowd. And it was, match was just spot on. It was great.
Just with you mentioning that tag team, you guys really do terrify the crowd when you would come out in those, especially in the smaller arenas like Hurricane Hall.
Yeah, well, they're terrified of Lancer on the water at them.
Yes. And finally, just to wrap things up, you mentioned you feel like Ospreay is one of the best around at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been asking everybody that we encounter this on the trip, wrestlers, fans, everybody, a simple question: who to you is your favorite wrestler of all time?
As much as I'd like to pinpoint it, I can't quite pinpoint it. There's a number of talent that over the years I've gone through different phases, let's put it that way. So there was a phase when I was a teenager and I loved All Japan Pro Wrestling and I thought Misawa and Kobashi were the absolute greatest of all time, which at one point they probably at that time were in the world. So you know, there's just a handful of guys. I mean, my Brett, my dad Dynamite, like Misawa, Kobashi, those guys.
It's a pretty good collection.
Jumbo Tsuruta, you know, Owen. Rey Mysterio, he's been around for 30 years plus, and he's still going hard.
Still as fast as he was.
Yeah, you know, Eddie Guerrero, Chris despite everything, him.
Yes, of course.
You know, there's Kurt Angle was great. You know, there's been so many different guys over the years that I've really liked. Shawn Michaels at one point I thought was, you know, I remember watching him live at some WWF house shows in like 96. I think he was wrestling Goldust on top. And I was just watching them, like, I was going, these guys are doing this every night. Yeah. And Shawn was beating him with the top rope moonsault.
Right.
Because I think they were trying to get him away from doing the super kick at the time.
Yeah.
And that didn't, you know, it didn't really work. But I remember that finish and just watching it. And, like, just, again, Dustin's a great talent himself, too. But I remember watching and just going, like, man, these guys are putting on, like, a four-star match.
Every single night.
Here in Tallahassee, Florida, in front of nobody. So it's just compliment to say what they did and... but all those guys, but I'll just, you know, Hogan for different aspects, you know, with his charisma and with, you know, his drawing power and character you know, Andre the Giant, those types, but I just can't pinpoint it to one.
Well, everybody we've asked there's been a huge range of answers, and I think you've kind of summarized that it's hard to boil it down to just one answer, but a multitude of different styles can be the greatest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, David Boy Smith Jr., thank you very much for talking to us here at Cultaholic. Backstage of Progress Wrestling, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you, guys.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jack Atkins here, cultaholic.com, with Mr. Lee McAteer, Progress Wrestling. Lee, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Jack. Busy day here at the ballroom. It's been crazy so far with Dave Meltzer, Alvarez, and a whole variety of people here. So it's been really crazy, and to see a packed out crowd out there is just fantastic. It's a great weekend for British wrestling.
Yeah, well, as you're saying, completely crazy weekend. Didn't think we'd get anything like this outside of WWE, obviously. How do you think the British scene's doing as a result of it? Obviously, we see these kind of indie shows piggybacking off the big ones in America. It's great to see it happen in the UK.
I think it's fantastic to see it happen in the UK, and to be honest with you, let's hope that it's the start of even more stuff to happen in the UK, because yeah, if we can grow the scene collectively, it's got to be good for everybody. You know, for me, wrestling should be fun, and quite frankly, everybody should be working together.
Yeah.
There's enough out there for everybody, so why don't we all get collectively together? Because especially after the tragic news that we've had in the last week, I think more so than ever, the entire community needs to come together for the better good, and this should be a complete celebration of British wrestling. And let's be frank about it, the audience they've got at Wembley and the amount of people that are here today and everywhere else, it's fantastic. So let's hope that it really grows the scene, and it's going to continue to do so for everybody there. So all independents win, and that hopefully AEW will be here again next year as well.
So what's the buzz been like backstage today? Because obviously, like we were saying, big weekend, but also this groundswell of the British scene coming back up again. Must be a great time.
Oh, it's a huge buzz, and you know, I appreciate there's a lot of people behind the scenes here that we can't talk about for a variety of reasons in terms of potential surprises and stuff like that. But I think that tells you the fact that the buzz is here. And you know what? If there's a buzz in British wrestling for positive reasons, it's only a good thing, and we need to keep that positivity up.
Yeah. In terms of where the scene's going itself, obviously we're in London today. London, if you're not from London in the UK, you get a bit, but do you see, kind of countrywide, do you see it spreading out a bit more? Do you feel that there is a building momentum north, south, east, west, whatever?
I think so, and I think the fact that you're seeing Impact Wrestling coming over, obviously AEW this weekend, you look at what WWE did with Money in the Bank, you know, we've got sold out shows here, sold out shows across the country right now. The buzz is definitely back. We've just got to continue to keep that momentum up. And I think if we do so, then it's better. Again, it's better for the scene. And I sincerely believe that we are going to be on more of a crest of a wave. And hopefully that's going to be, there's more choice for the fans. There's more choice for the talent. And we just got to keep it going. But I think the big thing is that it's got to be run in a professional way.
Mm.
That's a really, really important thing, and making sure that the talent and the fans and the well-being of everybody and things are done in the correct and proper manner.
Well, obviously we're Merseyside boys, and obviously the scene in Merseyside itself seems very healthy and buzzing. So it's been great to see, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, a big shout out to TNT Extreme Wrestling and what Jay Apter's doing there.
Yeah.
He's doing a fantastic job. They've got their big shows up coming with GCW, which I can't wait to attend. And, you know, it's great. It's just a great time to be a part of professional wrestling. Quite frankly, I just feel so humbled and honoured to even be a part of it. You know, the small cog that I am, because I'm just surrounded by, quite frankly, people that are so much better than I am. And I'm just really happy that we can put something together and be a part of what is, in my opinion, probably the most historic weekend in British wrestling.
Well, quietly, we've been saying that, obviously, not to the levels of the early or late 90s, but it does feel like wrestling is booming again. Do you believe it is?
I think it's definitely booming again, 100%. And like I said, you can see the fact that, you know, literally the Cura was around the ballroom today. You know, it's one of our most well-attended shows that we've ever done at Progress. And the fact there's so many other people going to other independents around London. So you can see the buzz is there. But we've got to keep that buzz going. But, you know, I feel like it's a bit of a cliffhanger, and obviously when people watch Demand Progress Plus, they'll see some of the surprises on our card later on for who we're currently looking at that we can't talk about. Sorry for that cliffhanger, but again, that shows you that wrestling is on the up, and it's only a good thing. So let's continue to spread the positivity. Let's get rid of the negativity and all of the horribleness that sometimes come with the scene, because it's not going to get anybody anywhere. So let's keep that positivity up, because wrestling should be fun.
And one final one then, Lee, right down the camera. Who's your favourite wrestler of all time?
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Good
and
man.
Inspired, jacket, Spirit of 92. Cheap plug, go to progresswrestling.com and you can buy one, even if it's badly modelled, by me.
SWA.
Yes. A big shout out to Tranmere Rovers. Currently losing 1-0 to Notts County. I'm not bitter whatsoever. But absolutely. And you know, thank you so much for everything the Cultaholic's done in terms of covering Progress and everything else in between. And thank you for all the amazing work you're doing for covering the independents and more. So thank you so much. It means a lot, Jack. So thanks.
Thank you, Lee.
Cheers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.